I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo, talking about a what's been a 3-1 start to the season here so far. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time. Again, a strong start to the season. You scored a lot of runs against South Hardin here in a 12-0 win and a 9-8 win here in a doubleheader on Tuesday night. I just kind of want to get your thoughts on this strong start to the season. What have been some of the key factors for you guys so far?
Hey, I appreciate your coverage on this too, John. Yeah, we last night we were able to get the bats rolling, and I think that's been kind of the key to our quicker hot start here is we've really hit the ball. Last night we really tore the ball up, and we're able to score some runs. Our pitching has also been a key factor for us. We've thrown strikes, over the past few years. We've walked more than what it seems like that had been an issue for us. And last year and this year, that has been a total change. So we're getting really good pitching and been starting to put the ball in play.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, but a duo of pitchers here this year. Matty Hendershot bringing in some varsity experience from last year as well, and you got an eighth grader throwing quite a few innings as well. Macy Kiwete, tell me about those two and how they've been able to kind of tag team together and as you had mentioned, put together a strong pitching start to the season.
Yeah, Maddie, she's only being a sophomore. I mean, she's got a lot of experience. She threw a lot for us as an eighth grader, and then last year the freshman. And I mean, she's a gamer. I mean, you know what you get from her. She'll go out and battle you. She throws strikes, and she's done exceptionally well for us. Macy, being an eighth grader, she has a lot of experience. Obviously, not at the high school level yet because this is the first year she can play, but plays a lot of club ball and really works at this, and she's come out and really been dominant also, and throws strikes and throws hard, and it's nice to have one good pitcher, and we've got multiple, and then we have another one with Allison Cock, who we haven't gotten any innings yet, and she's also going to be one that's going to throw a lot for us. So we're very fortunate to have three really good pitchers that we can run out there on any given night.
And then when it comes to the rest of the field here defensively, I know it was a rather young team last year, so a lot of returning varsity experience. Are there any position changes, or is it mostly girls in the same spots as last year? What's that looking like here so far?
For the most part, the returning players are kind of all, we haven't really moved anybody around. Maddie, when she doesn't pitch, plays shortstop. Macy Kiwete, our eighth grader that pitches, she plays some shortstop. She may play a little outfield for us when Allie is pitching. We lost Carly, who was our first baseman last year. So Kat Brown has stepped into that role and done a great job. Lucy was our primary shortstop, and this year the other two have stepped in and done a good job. But we only had three seniors last year, so it's kind of nice when you don't have a whole lot of change, and these girls have played quite a bit of ball together, so that helps.
Taking a look at some things offensively here. Really strong start. You got five players batting over 400, including three that have a 500 average on the year so far, including Maddie Hendershot, Evelyn Gurdes, and Macy Kiwete. So when it comes to these first few games, what do you like about the approach at the plate and how you've been able to, again, put together some really, really strong at bats here so far?
We've been pretty aggressive, and just depending on the situation, but they all have a very good approach when they get to the plate. I mean, they know what the game plan is and they stick to it, but they've just really started hitting the ball well. I mean, up and down the lineup, and it seems like we do have quite a few hitting over 400 here lately, but it's been up and down the lineup. We've actually been bunting the ball quite a bit here, and so we're pretty versatile in that situation. And but it's just neat to see these kids from game one. We didn't hit it quite as well, and you know how this works. And we talked a little bit. You're coming off of the spring sports stuff too, and that's the transition from the small schools to where we've got these athletes we share with every sport. So there is a little bit of transition. The fortunate thing for us is we've got a core group that plays an awful lot of club softball, so they get a lot of at bats and see a lot of live pitching in the spring from playing club softball. But still, you get to the state track meet, there we lose them there for a little bit, and they're very successful in that arena too. So when they come back, there is a little bit of adjustment, I guess. So from night one to night two, we really hit the ball better. And then unfortunately, we were almost off a whole week in there. But then last night we came out and that didn't affect us, and we just hit the ball really well.
Couple questions left for you here. When it comes to these next couple weeks here, what are some of the biggest I guess areas of improvement you're looking to see, whether it be, certain aspects of player development or some team goals? What kind of comes to mind as far as some of these objectives here over the next couple weeks?
I'd say defensively a little bit, out of the three main areas. I would say that is probably the area that we need to shore up the most. Some of it is just due to some youth and being early in the season. We've done a nice job of fielding the ball, but then sometimes it's just, making that throw. And last night it was pretty rough as far as pretty rough as far as the weather. I mean, it started out and it was raining. We had to stop it partway through the first game, and get some diamond dry, and then once the rain moved out, we were okay. But it affected us a little bit defensively there. But I'd say that's a huge huge area.
You bet. And when it comes to the upcoming schedule, some ranked teams on the horizon here. Number 12 and 2A Jessup on the road here tonight. East Marshall at home. They're ranked number 5 in 2A. And then you go to a tournament at Hudson here on Saturday where you'll face several pretty solid teams as well. So what's kind of the outlook here for these next several games as you finish off the week here?
We talked at the beginning of the week and we said, hey, this is a week that, we could, if we get through this and fairly successful, we could really put ourselves on the map here for this year. And we're just kind of taking it one day at a time. Our schedule is really tough, and the NICL, I mean, it doesn't matter where you're at, it night in, night out, it is a battle. And that's what we want. We like to play good teams, and we played a really, South Hardin was a great team last night. Then tonight with Jessup, we're gonna roll over there, and we know we'll get their best, and it'll be tough for us, but we're looking forward to it. And then with East Marshall coming to town, they're always tough and a big conference game there. So we're looking to win that one so we can stay on top of the conference here. But it's the season of softball is real. It's real short and it's action packed. So it's you blink and it's almost partway through the season. But we're excited about it. We love our schedule and we like playing good teams.
All right, Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo joining us here on our Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time here today and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
Hey, I appreciate the coverage, John. Thanks again.